I've got two portions of scripture that I want to read while we are standing. This one I had not given it to the our technicians. One of them. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 22 to
29.
Amen. Hebrews chapter 12. Amen. I believe we love scripture reading. Prophet says a believer must read a chapter every day. Hallelujah. And we thank God for this victory that we are able to come to church tonight. The scripture says, but you are come unto Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels.
Asimi makaswedera kugomo reZioni nokuguta raMwari mpenyu Jerusalem riri kudenga nokumazana namazana avatumwa vasingaverengeki. Let me drop this. I don't preach in the absence of angels or when angels
kana,
are not there.
No.
It is impossible for me to preach and the angels not be present. I believe the angels are here.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Our eyes may not be able to behold them.
Hallelujah. But it is scripture. Amen.
The pillar of fire is here. It is right here.
To the general assembly and the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven. And to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel.
Nokuna Jesu murevereri wesungano idzva nokuropa rakasaswa rinotaura zvakanaka kupfuura Abel.
See that you refuse not him that speaketh, for if they escaped not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven.
Chenjerai kuti murege kuramba unotaura nokuti kana avo vakamuramba nguva yakavarayira panyika vasina kupukunyuka zvikuru kwose isu tikafuratira iye wokudenga.
Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven.
Inzwi rake rakazungunutsa nyika nenguva iyo, asi zvino wakapikira achiti, ndichabvundisa zvekamwe chete isati iri nyika bedzi asi pamwe chete nedengawo.
And this word yet once more signifies the removing of those things that are shaken.
Zvino shoko iri rokuti kamwe chete rinoratidza kubviswa kwezvinhu izvo zvinozungunutswa.
As of things that are made, that those things which cannot, excuse me, send up it. That those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore we receive a kingdom which cannot be moved. Let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. I love this.
Saka zvatinopiwa ushe husingazungunuki. Ngatiyei nokuvonga kuti tishumire Mwari nako.
For our God is a consuming fire. Our God is a consuming fire. Maybe then I got to seminary, but that our God is a consuming fire.
Maybe
that
come from the seminary. God. This is the God that we serve.
Verse 28.
Can you fly back, verse 28 for me?
Wherefore we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear.
Saka zvatinopiwa ushe usingazungunuki. Ngative nekuvonga kuti tishumire Mwari nako tichimufadza nokukudza nokutya.
Let's open to Acts chapter 20, verse 22.
Tiende kuna Mabasa 20, 22
to 24.
Shika 24.
And now, behold, I go bound in spirit, in the spirit, unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me. They shall befall me there.
Zvino tarirai ndinoenda Jerusalem, ndasungwa nemweya, ndasungwa mweya wangu, ndisingazivi zvichandondivira ikoko.
Save that the Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me.
Asi kuti mweya mutsvene unondipupurira kwazvo.
But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God.
Asi handine hanya neupenyu hwangu, handingaudi kuti ndipedze rwendo rwangu nebasa randakapiwa naShe Jesu.
May the good Lord add the blessings to the reading of his word tonight.
Let us pray. Gracious Lord Jesus, you are the Father of mercy and the Father of grace. The word has been read. Scripture has been declared. We know that wherever the message is preached, the angel of the Lord is in attendance. And we also believe, Lord, that where your word is read, it shall be established, both in the heavens and here on the earth. We pray that you whisper a word to us tonight. We know just one word from you will change somebody's heart. Father, may you touch your children as they listen to the word. May the Spirit come and anoint both the speaker and the congregation and put them in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We commit all that we are asking for into your hands. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray and ask. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. You may take our seats while I take off my jacket. Once again, it's indeed a privilege for us to be in here tonight. We are such a privileged people to be living under the message of the hour that has been brought to us through God's servant angel, Amen. Brother Branham.
Brother Branham,
I am not ashamed to declare that I believe the message of the hour. Like Paul says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. And for sure, the message of the hour is the power of God unto salvation.
Is
the power of God into the rapture. Outside of the message of the hour, I don't care how spiritual you are, there's no rapture for you. Outside of the message of the hour, I don't care how many mighty works that you do. Yes, they still raise the dead. They still do wonders and miracles. But we have moved a step higher than that. We have not been called to the first and the second pool. No, said the rainbow trout is caught by the third pool.
Rainbow trout inodanwa.
And we believe we are rainbow trout tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. We read the scripture here tonight. Having received a kingdom that cannot be moved. I just want to preach tonight, I shall not be moved. Hallelujah.
I will not be moved.
Blind
and refuse flatly that I will not be moved.
Could you come what you may, go what
you
may.
But as for me, I will not be moved.
Even
if the sun rises from the west, that is not going to move me.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is why I read in the scriptures, Acts chapter
20.
Where Paul is testifying here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That in every city, I tell you, it was the Holy Ghost, the genuine Holy Ghost, was testifying that bonds and afflictions await you, Paul. But I always love this statement. And Paul says, none of these things move me. Hallelujah. Especially in this hour that we are living in. Christians must know what they are doing. Remember, God has got no place for cowards. God cannot use a coward. No, say, if you are one, know for sure God has got no place for you. But love casts away all fear. Hallelujah. We want to thank God tonight that we have received a message that is making men and women, boys and girls that are brave to stand and to withstand. Remember, the lid of hell has been opened up. And demons are just flying everywhere. But remember, the devil has finished with the denominations. Absolutely. Because they are like the world, they talk like the world, they dress like the world, and they are the world. Hallelujah. But we tonight are a separate people. God is a separator. God is not a mixer. God is a segregator. This is why Zerubbabel in this age brought in a plumb line. You know, a plumb line, you hold it this way. It holds upright. It divides the right to the right and the left to the left or the wrong to the wrong. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's no middle way. No wonder the prophet says, if you have got any question about anything, you know, does this dress look right? Does this hairstyle look okay? Does this shoe, is this shoe okay? If you've got any question about something, you are better off leaving it alone. Hallelujah. But I want to tell you, we are a separate people. We are not of this world. While we are living in this world, we come from God. And we are going back to God. I trust we are believing this tonight. We came from God and we are going back to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I was thinking, you know, people are so afraid. People are so unsure. As the prophet says in the book, Ashamed. When people are ashamed to speak out, it means that they are not sure of what they are supposed to be talking about. Prime, God bless you. I like the scripture you read last time. God admonishing
Joshua
that those words that were written in the book of the law should not depart from his mouth. Hallelujah. The message should not depart from your mouth. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth is speaking.
So what are you talking about? What are you speaking?
Hallelujah. Because from the abundance of the heart, the mouth is speaking.
As mashoko
engasa tama.
These words shall not depart.
Off
of thy mouth.
Pauri
utaura shokora mwari. Where you are, you speak the word.
Hallelujah. Anzi pauri funga pamsoro peshokora mwari.
Where you are, meditate upon the word.
Anzi nemprofita ndosaka tisingaone mashura nezviratidzo.
Abraham says that's why we don't experience signs and wonders.
You don't see angels.
Hatione ngirozi.
Roti tashura chezvamaika chiti ndaona ngirozi.
It becomes a miracle if somebody says I witnessed an angel.
Hallelujah. Where is this
brother trying to take us?
It's true. Brother says, think on him. Think on the word. You know what it does? It creates an atmosphere around you. You create an atmosphere around you by the things that you think. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but you shall meditate day and night therein, and you shall mind to do what is written therein. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because
it comes from the heart.
Do you know that? It's very easy.
Zviri nyore.
When someone buys into what you are saying,
kana mumwe munhu akabvuma akapindirana nezvauri kutaura,
zviri nyore kuti muindirane pamwe chete.
It is easy for the two of you to walk together.
Asi kana zvitombori mumoyo make,
but if it is not in their heart,
aringiriri gwesha wakwesha chaifo.
It becomes a struggle.
Hallelujah. We believe
the word of God is in our hearts.
Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hazina David. Jehovah shokore indarivanza mukati memoyo wangu.
Oh Lord, I kuti ndisakutadzirei so that I do not sin.
Hallelujah. My Jesus, tonight we are trusting on him. We don't know the future. No.
Quit.
This life. We are learning things. But God is still God tonight. My message is, I shall not be moved. Like Paul was saying, none of these things move me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, when you are in the bush, when you're in the bush at night,
usiku,
any little movement, foko, foko, foko.
Chero chinu chango pfakanyika chango famba.
Boy,
wakomana.
You jump.
Unochirika.
You turn around.
Wobot, cheuka nokasikira.
You check to see what's happening, what's going on.
Wotarisa kuti chii chiri kuitika.
Because you are not sure.
Nekuti haona chokwadika.
Hallelujah. You are not sure what is happening. But ask Brother Mdombo. When you are holding a Magnum
375,
you will not
fear anything. You are not fearful of the elephant. No, the lion. Even if it roars,
you are not moved at all.
Hallelujah.
Because
you know you've got something that you have.
Una chimwe chinhu chawinacho.
There is something that you are holding.
Chino simba rinodarika.
That has got power which
chawakatarisana nacho.
What you are looking at.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I got good news for you tonight.
Greater
is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Greater is he that is in you than is he that is in your little problem. Greater is he that is in you. Greater than he that is in you than he that is in your diabetes.
Are you
BP? Arimu BP.
Oh, in the blood pressure. High blood pressure.
Arimu cancer.
In the cancer.
Hallelujah.
No matter what manner of problem it is. But I am telling you tonight. The one that is in you. The one that is in you.
If
you believe it tonight.
Is
greater than all the circumstances.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Asi ndakazembera pa message inonzi absolute.
Today I'm leaning upon this message, a absolute of 63.
Yeah,
630304.
630304. No machanga tichingotambira zvedu tirimo munhasi.
We will be dwelling in those.
Nenyasha dzaMwari.
By God's grace.
No,
what I speak about. My words, they are not vindicated, but this is what I'm reading. Our God, our Father who is in heaven, would come down and he would supervise the preaching of this word. Because God spoke to Moses and told him, I will put my words in your mouth.
Hallelujah. Saka Mwari vakaisa mashoko avo mumuromo womuprofit Brother Branham.
Now God put his word in the mouth of his prophet William Branham.
Mwari havaremekedze Brother Ben nokuti ndo arikuparidza aiwa.
God does not respect Brother Ben because he's the one.
Mwari chinchego chavanoremekedza ishoko ravo.
The only thing that God respects is his word. That is why he's not going to come and take the people.
Asi vanhu kuzotora message.
But he's coming to take the message. Nokuti
ndinotenda kuti message haasi ma spoken word mabhuku chete nezviri matepi aewa.
Because I believe the message is not the what is in the books
but
or the tapes.
The message of the hour is a person.
But the message of the hour munhu.
Hallelujah. Paul said you are written epistles read of all men.
Zvakanyorwa zvinoverengwa navanhu vose.
Hallelujah. Which means wherever you are, wherever you go, and whatever you do, you are representing a kingdom.
You're saying I don't listen to the tape because I am the message. Go and listen to that tape. You become the message through eating.
Hallelujah. Because
what you eat is what you become.
Hallelujah.
You become what you eat. The prophet was given an instruction by the Lord. Eat.
Eat this roll.
Ijga.
Hallelujah. And he ate it. And the prophet and the roll, they became one. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 10.
Chapter 10, Revelation 10.
Amen. John was instructed to eat the book.
John akarayirwa kuti adye book.
Which was in the hand of the angel.
Rakanga riri muruoko rwemutumwa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And today we are eating from the book.
Nasi uno tiri kudya kubva mubook.
And when you eat the book, you become the book.
Paunodya book unobva wava book iri.
Oh, I thank God tonight. I'm looking at the book. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I can see the book before me. A message of the hour. Hallelujah. In the message, absolute, Brother Branham says from paragraph 22.
Absolute, Brother Branham, paragraph
22. Amen. I'm going to be reading quite a while. I'm safer that way.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now Paul here, as we see, he had an absolute. That he held to. All his life. After his conversion. That was a Christ-centered life. A Christ-centered life. And what a place to have an absolute. A Christ-centered life. It was a different life than what he had lived at one time. For he said, the life that now I now live, which was different from what he had lived. That was Paul. As we know him, he was a very zealous young man. Amen. His zeal was the zeal for the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the zeal of men can never work out the righteousness of God. No ways. Anything that is done by the zeal of man can never work out the righteousness of God. Paul thought he was serving God. Very zealous. But alas, he was working against God. The very God that he thought he was working for. But we thank God tonight for the grace that he gave unto us. Amen. Verse 23 says, and there came a time that Paul had this experience that brought him to this decision. Paul was a great, a mighty man among the Jews. And a great theologian. But he wasn't too sure of his standing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every believer, every genuine believer must know where they are standing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because you shall be shaken. Remember what Paul says, after having put on the whole armor of God, stand therefore. Hallelujah. Your ground must be sure. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You must be sure you will not fall.
But one
day on the road to Damascus, down to Damascus, a light, pillar of fire, came down from heaven. And Paul, being a Jew, was acquainted that this light, pillar of fire, had been the thing that had the God that had led his people out of Egypt. They had followed this pillar of fire, so being a Jew, he had to say to him quickly, Lord, who art thou?
Vakatengi, vatira shungwemoto. Zvino Pauro, sezvangari muJudha, akatoziva akati tenzi ndimanimi.
He knew him as Lord, but who art thou?
Aiti muziva satenzi, asi imi ndimani.
And the voice came back from the pillar of fire, I am Jesus, and it's hard for you to kick against the pricks.
Inzwi rikadaira kwaari rikati, ndini Jesu.
From that time on, Paul knew that Jehovah of the Old Testament was Jesus of the New.
And
he had something that he could hold. And that's how he could write the great book of Hebrews.
Guru Reva Berry.
Now, if you, if your life you have, if in your life you have an absolute, you do things ordinarily you would not do. Especially if you have a God-centered life. This drives away all the fear. Paul had a Christ-centered life. He was looking away from everything and looking away to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In this life,
uno,
if this life on earth here
uno
was all where our hope was,
pese
would be a people most miserable.
Vanu,
this world is passing away. Economies are passing away. Governments, they are passing away. Whatever you might want to hold on is passing away. Nothing is certain in this world. Everything is just uncertain. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But a believer, every Christian must have a Christ-centered life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let him be the principal theme of your thinking. Let him be the principal thing of your singing. Let him be the principal thing even of your dressing. Everything that you do, let Jesus be the center of everything. Then shall you have success. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Money you will have. Education you will have. Houses you will have. Cars you can have. But if you don't have this Christ-centered life, you don't have the true success.
Brother Simon.
Okay, let's just read on. As my brother Branham, especially if you have God, if you have a God-centered life, the God-centered life makes a person do things that ordinarily they would not do. Very odd. Peculiar. Why? Is a Christian life so odd and peculiar?
Say upenyu wemu Kristu wakanotisiane uri wake iye ega.
It's because that they are looking to the word of God. Which is the most foreign to the world today?
Rinova mutor wakunyika nas.
Shokoramwara fanekuta mutor wakwauri.
The word of God must not be foreign to you.
Not at all.
Kana nepaniki zvako.
Hallelujah. Remember, you are only as strong as the amount of the word that is in you.
Wakasimba iwewe maringene shoko rimauri.
And if you don't take in the word,
you're going to be a problem to the elders in church.
Hallelujah. Because every small wind that comes, it will move you. Hallelujah.
A little small girl that is very ugly at work will even make you to fall.
Know
where you are standing.
Stand therefore.
Mira.
As having done all to stand. Stand therefore.
Mira.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I shall not be moved.
I'm
talking about an absolute.
Sorry, I'm now jumping to 28.
The jumper of 28.
Okay.
We are now on 28.
Verse 28.
The mystery of God, verse 55, kushika pa 72.
I'm sure nobody will find fault upon me when I come and stand here and say we are going to open in
our scriptures
in chapter 28 also.
Can I see the scripture?
If the spoken word is not scripture, then why? What are you doing? What are we doing here? Let's get back home.
But I want to tell you, this message of the hour is the very living God himself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No wonder.
No,
we have numerous and so many testimonies where God would speak personally to someone listening to a tape, to someone reading a spoken word, a problem that they have had for many, many, many years. But one day they catch the revelation and God speaks to them personally. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As if you were there when the message was being preached.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And I always believe that every day that you take a tape to listen to it, God knew from before the foundation of the world
the
day you were going to listen to that tape, and the God who knew your needs, the God who knew your needs from before the foundation of the world, he spoke something through the prophet to address your situation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's a living word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All that you need for the rapture is in the books and tapes. All you need for your business is in the books and the tabs. All you need for your courtship is in the books and tabs. All you need for your living in this life is in the books and tabs. Then you shall have success. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hans, the brother Branham.
Brother Branham says,
we get in problems because we don't do things the word way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you want your things to run rightly, if you want your marriage to run rightly, if you want your business to run rightly, if you want your office to work run rightly, even your office at work there, your very occupation,
right there,
do things the word way, and you shall have success. Hallelujah.
Just a little piece of advice.
I'm talking about an absolute connected with Christ.
You know,
I like this.
Connect. Do you know what connection is?
Connection.
If you don't have connection, all the lights will go off.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Connection. As we found,
if you lose connection, things won't move.
I remember it was one of our languages. Connection.
You know, long back we used to say, where are you going? Oh, do you have a connection there?
I'm glad tonight that the Church of the Living God is connected to Jesus Christ.
My friend,
make sure you are connected to Jesus Christ. Make sure you are connected to him. Be in friendship to him. Don't wait until things are bad. That's when you start looking for him. No. Even in good times.
Hallelujah.
For the God of the mountains is still God in the valley. The God of the night is still God of the day. Be connected to him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Be connected to him. My, don't let this message be foreign to you. Yeah. And this guy, Moses.
Moses, this one.
Then it makes you an old person. Brother, preach the message is audible.
Brother, preach this message.
Odd boy. You are odd. Because you are connected with Christ.
No kuti wakabata nizwana Christ.
You are not connected with the world.
Kwete nenyika.
How taure senyika, how peke senyika, how fambe senyika, how yende kunyika.
You don't talk like the world, you don't walk like the world, you don't live like the world, you don't go to the world.
And you become an oddball. They don't understand you. Don't expect them to understand you. Hallelujah. They will never understand you. You do odd things. Your thinking is altogether different than the thinking that you once did. Because you have found something that you have anchored a faith in someone that created the heavens and the earth. I may not know tomorrow, but I know he who holds tomorrow. And because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That his very word itself is creative. A God who spoke the world into existence. And there's nothing too hard for him. So it makes you creative. Yourself. Do we really believe the things that we believe? Like I always say, it's time believers start believing the things that they believe. This is not skim milk. This is eagle food. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it makes you creative yourself. Because you take his words. And a word is a thought expressed.
Don't play around with us, buddy. We're not too cheap.
I wish they take on some Jesus.
I wish we could really understand and catch this, that we are not just cheap people.
The prodigal son. One time amnesia got him. And when amnesia got him, he was doing all sorts of things.
Aita chero zipi.
But
if you're a son of God,
God
will never lose
you.
God will never ever lose you.
The scriptures can never be broken. The scripture says, the
Gwaro rino tanzi neyo zamwari zakanyatsomira pachokwadi.
Unodzidza neyo zamwari, the foundation of God standeth sure.
Neyo zamwari dzinomira pachokwadi.
Having this seal.
Dzine chisimbiso ichi.
When it is a seal,
kana chiri chisimbiso,
it means it's a finished product.
Zvakureva kuti basa iri kai rapedzwa.
Zvatoita.
That's it.
Zvatoita.
That's it.
And the Lord knows them that are his.
Mwari vanoziva vose vari vavo.
Takatikudi.
What shall we say then?
Mwari vanoziva vose vari vavo.
God knows all that are his.
Zvino iwe chizvizivira pachezvako.
Now you should know it for yourself.
Hallelujah, kuti uri wake here.
That are you for him?
Hallelujah. Uri wake here?
Are you his?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because God knows them that are his.
Nokuti Mwari vanoziva avo vari vavo.
And he's never overstocked or understocked.
Avambofe vakashoterwa kana kunzi ah vazowandisa.
Oh. Oh.
Say oh.
Therefore, let one is that it's a bunch of 200, 500.
You like what happens in the
bus and my light.
You invite 300 people and then you get
500.
But God is not like that. The God that we worship is not like that.
No, sir. He
is God.
And Mwari vachiri Mwari.
And God is
and
still God.
Shanduke.
And you will never change.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What
he did yesterday is what he's doing today, and that's what he's going to do tomorrow.
My blessed be his holy name.
Is that our journey, Garikudz?
Now Paul had got to that state to where he had not a theological experience altogether, but had a personal witness.
Zvino Paulo akanyatsosvika panzvimbo iyi yekuti yaanga asisina chiitiko chete chekungodzidza zvechinamato izvi, asi kuti anga aine chiitiko chake iye sedunga munhu.
You see, kunamata kwokuteera.
You know, the religion of just following.
Zvino svika pazvinogumira.
It will come to an end.
Rangarirai kana uri mwana waMwari.
Remember, if you are a child of God,
it's scripture. Zvakanotemerwa kare kunzi uchasvika panguva yauchaedzwa.
It's scripture. It's
you are going to be tried.
It's ordained already that you are going to be tried. Uchaedzwa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is going to prove to you who you are.
Mwari vachakuisira pachena kuti iwe ndiwani.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But as if we cannot stand with the stand chastisement, then we are bastard children.
Kana tisingagone kumira patinenge tichitsurwa tiri vana vekurasika vekunze.
Vana veupombwe.
Vana veupombwe.
Hallelujah. But we thank God tonight.
As tinotenda Mwari madekwana.
We are the children of the free woman.
Tisu madzima vana vemudzima vakasununguka wepamusha chai.
We are not children of the bond kwete.
Hatisi vana veuyo akasungu wemuranda.
As is tiri vana veuyo vakasununguka.
We are the children of the free woman.
Praise be to Jesus Christ. Ndosaka zvakakodzera zvakafanira kuti muKristo wega wega anofanira kuva neexperience yake.
It's compulsory and it's necessary that every Christian must have his own personal experience.
Yake?
His own.
Wega.
Iwe pachako.
Ukateera mai.
If you follow mama,
uchaneta.
You will tire someday.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But this absolute that we are talking about,
chakakwana chatirikutaura pamusoro pezvacho,
a Christ-centered life.
Upenyu uyu hwakanangiswa pana Kristu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are going to be tried.
Uchaedzwa.
You are going to be tested.
Uchaedzwa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And in one place, I remember Brother Branham was saying, God can even cause the entire church to go against you.
Paneshimwe chitaurwa Brother Branham vaitaura kuti anzi Mwari chaiva vanogona kuti kereke yese ipesane newe.
Apara chavatadzi. Asi Mwari pane chavada kumboratidza mauri.
Not because you have done wrong, but God wants to prove something from you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mwari ndi Mwari.
God is God.
Hatina formula ya Mwari.
We don't have the formula of God. To say, if it's X, Y plus whatever, then it's God.
All right. But inini chandukita orapana mshia kuti munu yesa nga have any personal experience. Yake na Mwari.
What we are talking about here is we are saying everyone must have his own personal experience with God.
You know, the theologians in the days of the prophet, they will say, you don't know your Bible. You don't know your Bible very well.
Vadzidzi munguva yaPaulo munozaita
rozvo.
Okay. Vadzidzi veBhaibheri munguva yaBrother Branham vaiti, hauze Bhaibheri rako, hauze Bhaibheri rako.
Your theology is way out.
Hanzi kudzidza kwako Bhaibheri kwakatsvema.
But you know, the humble answer Brother Branham always gives them, says, I know the author very well.
Hanzi ndingonogona kusazvidziva hangu izvi, asi ndinoziva munyori wacho.
Kumuziva ndiwo upenyu.
To know him is life.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You should know him personally.
Unofanira kumuziva iwe sedunga munhu.
As in Paul, our God is a consuming fire.
Paul says, Mwari wedu moto unoparadza.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Aimuziva semoto nokuti akasangana nemoto wacho.
He knew him as the fire because he met that fire.
Hallelujah. And it changed his life.
Moto uyu ukashandira upenyu
hwake. And it changed the course of his life entirely.
Ukashandira mafambiro upenyu hwake.
And he had a Christ-centered life.
Akava neupenyu hwakananangiswa pana Kristu.
And the book of law never departed from him.
Bhuku remurayiro iri harina kumbobva rakabva pamuromo wake.
And he was the greatest Bible expositor.
Akava munyori mukuru weBhaibheri.
Hallelujah. Because he had a personal experience.
Nokuti anga aine chitiko chedunga munhu.
He had met God.
Anga asangana naMwari.
And he knew that he was called of God.
Akatoziva kuti iye akadanwa naMwari.
And nobody had to tell him anything about it.
Hapana mumwe munhu aimbudza pamusoro pezvazvo.
He was absolutely sure that God still remains God.
Anga aine chokwadi chekunyatsoziva kuti Mwari vanoramba vari Mwari.
I love this statement.
Ndinoda chitauro ichi.
God still remains God.
Mwari vanoramba vari Mwari.
Iwawe neni dzimwe dzenguva tumashekeri tukawanda muback pocket wakutochinja shamwari.
Sometimes if you have a little more money, then you change your friends.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Even the way you walk, a man can change.
My church, I no change.
Churches change.
Masangano, I got change.
Denominations changed.
And this is the telling you to them to grow one down to say,
I always laugh at my niece and tell her, you never used to put on slacks, but now you're putting on. They've been changed and they think they are learning a lot.
But our God, he remains God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I love that statement. God remains God. And God is still God.
And
he will ever be God. Because he was God.
Amen.
Blessed be his holy name. Mwari.
God is God.
Amen.
Amen.
And people act funny. Sorry, I jumped. And if this group tonight,
Iboka iri manerano,
this group tonight,
Boka iri manerano,
sitting here, could just remember that God is still God.
Kuti, Mwari vachiri Mwari.
If this group tonight,
kana Boka rino manerano,
could just remember,
rikangorangarira,
ingorangarira.
Just remember. Just remember.
I don't care what you are going through.
I
don't care what is happening to you. I don't care what you are feeling. But just remember. God is still God.
Mwari vashiri Mwari. Amen.
I love this.
Oh, ndinozvida izvi.
Brother Simon.
Brother Ben.
Kungoti Mwari vachiri Mwari.
Just to say God is still God.
Zvinongodenha zvimwe zvinhu mandiri.
It starts something in me.
Even if you are Dutch,
kunyangwe ukange uri mudhachi,
ukangonzwa kuti mwari vachiri mwari, zvezvo zvinotomboitawo something in my.
When you hear, just hear that God is still God, it does something in you.
How much a message believer tonight? When you hear that God remains God.
Zvinozodipa nemutenda anotenda mharidzo nhasi kuti akangonzwa kuti mwari vachiri mwari.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Has the prophet just remember.
Brother Branham says, ingorangarira.
Nekuti tinokanganwa.
So, because we forget.
Tinokanganwa when things start happening, we forget.
Zvinhu zvikatanga kuitika, tekangamwa.
Mari yangopera so kamita kavakadzima.
When the pockets go through dark edges and then we just forget.
Tatokanganwa kuti Mwari vachiri
Mwari. Forget that God is still God.
Mwana arwara.
When the child goes sick,
arwara zvokutorwara zvezvezvi.
And is nigh unto death.
Brother vari kubasa.
The father is at work.
Hanzvadzi yakushaya zvokuita.
And the sister now just don't know what to do.
Let me tell you, my sister, let me admonish you.
Regaende kuudza hanzvadzi ndinyatso kusimbisai.
Mukuru ari mauriwe kudarika ari kutambudza mwana.
In you that is in you than that than he that is troubling the child.
Just remember.
Ingo ranga rira.
Kuti Mwari vachiri Mwari.
God is still God.
Indo chokwadi.
That is true.
Hakuna chinozvichinja.
Nothing can ever change that.
Hakuna.
Nothing.
Mwari vachiri Mwari.
God is still God.
He is just able to answer in this case.
Vanogona kungopindura munyaya iyi.
As he is in a case of divine healing or anything else.
Sezvo vanogona kungoita munyaya yekupodzwa kwevarwere kana chimwe chinhu.
Hallelujah. In this message, Brother Branham had gone to Houston.
Mumaridzo iyi, Brother Branham vanga vaenda ku Houston.
There was a death row case.
Panga paine nyaya yevakomana vaida kupfurwa. Komana nemusikana.
Saka vane mhosva yavanga vakaita and they were sentenced to death.
They had committed a certain crime. Ndobva vapomerwa rufu.
So machechi akatanga kuungana vanhu vachinamata.
And the churches gathered and the people were praying.
I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, zvinoshanda.
Ndoda kukuudza hama nzvadzi, it really works.
Munamato unoshanda.
Prayer works.
Chii chinonzi munamato?
This thing called prayer.
Chinoshanda.
It really works.
Ngoita habit.
Just make it a habit.
Kunamata.
To pray.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Zvinoshanda.
It really works.
Think of from Bible, chama Old Testament zvikanzi vanhu vanodanwa nezita rangu vakaungana vakatanga kunamata ini Jehovha ndichanzwa kubva kumusoro kudenga.
If it's even said in the Bible that from old times that if the people that are called by my name, if they shall call upon my name, I shall hear from heaven.
Nokuti Mwari vachiri Mwari.
Because God is still God.
Saka papa ne prayer request yanga iri papa yevana vaida kuurayiwa zvinzi ngatinamatire kuti vana vaka vangopiwa parole.
So this prayer request was
it got commuted
that these children can be prayed for, that they be pardoned.
Vapiwe vaitwe committed to a life sentence zvayo.
Vanziva piwe kana mumwe mutongo kuti vanenge vari mujere vachirarama havo.
Pano kuti vachekwe musoro.
Than to be beheaded.
Wagona kuti haa zvemanga manga zvezvi plus futi munhu wacho ndo ane kumbondinetsa kundishoropodza vaya.
So he could have said, I like
you to see the
that's
attitude of Brother Branham.
Amen.
Mwana anga achida kuurayiwa.
This child was about to be killed.
Kana ndisingakanganisi angari mwana wehanzvadzi ya Ted Kipperman.
He was a child to the sister of Ted Kipperman.
Nyakutora picture iyo.
The one that took that picture.
But was a critic of Brother Branham.
Asanga ari mutsoropodzi mukuru wa Brother Branham.
Hamazadikana.
Beloved.
Usandiputi ndikafunga Brother Branham ka.
If I think of Brother Branham.
Ndai mboti kudara ndai mboti a isheka dzimwe dzengwa ima muri mwari zvenyu muchifamba yenyu muri munyama yemunhu pamahombe kombe yeGarirea mamuri mwari.
Sometimes I would say, oh God, you were just God in human flesh walking upon the shores of Galilee. This is why you could do what you did. You could forgive those that trespass against thee.
You are prepared to give the second cheek.
You are
prepared to go the second mile. Because
you were God. But I was challenged by the life of Brother Branham.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you cannot read the message, read his life.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You can imagine.
Some would then say, that's it.
God is punishing them.
Yeah, marava pazvavo chaizvo.
They
would criticize me a lot. They were fighting me. Now look at what God
is vindicating me.
Vakunyatsondirwira.
Not Brother Branham.
Kwete na Brother Branham.
Not the prophet that we believe in.
Kwete mprofita watinotenda.
No sir.
Kwete changamire.
Brother Branham vakanga vari. Amanaka. And this is the shout and do I describe and she took the
Brother Branham was just, you know, I don't know how to describe him.
Maybe my brother Simon didn't go good.
Maybe you, Brother Ben, can describe him.
But was actually Christo Chawoga.
But you know his Christianity.
Chaibatika.
You could handle
she real.
Cha Jangoru Kudara Makuma Zuru Kwanzu.
And he has instructed us.
Vakatiraira.
Nishokura Mwari.
By the word of God, to live the real Christian life. He told us and he said, if you live your own Christian life, then you don't have eternal life. But real Christian life is to live for others.
Hallelujah.
Amen. To love others. To love your enemy. That one that if he was given a chance would kill you. You must love that one. Brethren, you can never live such a life. This cannot be lived. But it takes the Spirit of God. It takes an experience to happen in you. Then you can speak like Paul and say, it's not me that liveth, but Jesus living in me. A man cannot do this, but Christ can do it in you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right.
If God could intervene in this case,
He
can do the same even as He would do in a case of divine healing.
He is still God. If we can build our hopes not only our hopes, but our positive thought upon what He says. And we know that it is the truth.
We must be satisfied with the word of God. We must be satisfied.
Do you know what you are saying?
You just know that God is
God.
That will solve a lot of problems.
We can talk about a lot of characters in the Bible there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But your life must have an absolute. Hallelujah. This is why Brother Branham gives an example of a big ship. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It has got a big iron right in the front there.
Anzi irine kumberi kwakanoti kurei.
Ine zisimbi rainenge yakatakura zvaya kumberi.
Oh, it's carrying an anchor right in the front.
Hallelujah. You might ask it, why do you bother yourself with carrying such a thing? Why do you bother yourself?
Message. The time you're just going to the message.
Remember, you know, I like what Brother Beckett said. During the days of the children of Israel, there were Jebusites, Hivites.
And now we've
got the, who were besides?
Because you know, it has, these websites have shaken a lot of people. This is why I said in the beginning, know where you are standing. You are going to meet up with things that will shake you.
But as for me, I am not shaken. I
will not even look for those things. I will not even bother looking at those things. I'm not saying I don't go to the internet. I use the internet at work.
But there is so much.
As instructor, we are saying, "Pane jinu jinji."
Pa website.
Pama wibia.
That's flying around.
Zirikumbururuka mbururuka.
Shocking.
Zino chikisa nekuvundutsa.
Not from vanhu vekunze.
Kwete from outsiders.
Brother Alton, hondo yarongwa namjiba yakaipa.
Brother Mdombo, the war that has been organized by these collaborators is so fearsome.
Those people are dangerous.
Yeah.
Don't be one of them.
I want to have jiba.
Purpose in your heart. Hallelujah. I will not be one of those people.
Kuti nini and dangandi siri and this kuzombo fanda kaita mjiba.
Because it's a platform where you can say anything and everything to anyone.
No, don't go out there and share a chipi, kunani, kana zipi, kuna guaipi, kana kupi.
But the scriptures can never be broken.
Asima guaro ambo fea kachikoro.
There must come a falling away first.
Pano fana kuwa ne kukuwa kukuru.
People must go away from the message.
Vanu wanofana kuva pamarizu.
And the people who go away from the message must fight the message. Be warned tonight. Having done all to stand therefore. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't be moved, don't be shaken. Have your mind on the word. Hallelujah. This book of the law, let it not depart from your mouth. Eat Elijah. Eat Elijah, for the journey is long. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Azia takato kunda kare.
Oh, that we have overcome already. We've overcome the Hivites, the Jebusites, the websites, the whatever sites.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Iwe. Indawa kupusa kudaro. Shidokutora 30 years. Uru message, kutuzi zoti message ya isi raivi. Kutu wene mchawa chae. Akamu ulamba outright.
Hey, buddy, why are you so down? It will take you 30 years to see that the message is not okay. Why can't you just be like the Muslims that just denied it outrightly? Long back.
Kukundwa ni mchawa.
The Muslims are better.
Ayo, ayo, zanwira na sesha, ayo, zazite.
We just said, I know, I don't follow this.
Yo, God, 30 years message. And that's also the, ayo, zazite. Ah, futupane, shish.
You've been there 30 years. And you then say, look, there is this, there is that, and that.
Don't be moved.
Don't
be shaken. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Having done all to stand, stand therefore. Hallelujah. God is still God. You can imagine
Noah.
In his days.
Mazuake.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
A great scientific age like this age.
Zera rangara ka fumane science. This is zera rinu.
Tavakuda uteza kutoshika komanji kwa kuzera rawe ne unyanzi we science zao.
We haven't attained. We're almost.
Brother Branham, tinoshika because zvakanzi sezvashanzi zvakaita mazuva iwayo.
Brother Ram says we'll get there because the Bible says as it was in those days.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But Noah had a very unscientific message.
As Noah anga ine maridzo yanga isina kana che science machi.
He was speaking of the impossible.
Aitaura zvisinga goneke.
The unheard of.
No,
that's not we speak of the impossible, the things that have never been heard about.
We are
moving into the invisible, the inaudible,
pinda mu
kusaoneka,
taurike.
Faith to believe.
Kutenda, kwe kutenda.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
No, that's not tender, Mazuri, Sister Chesa.
This is what we believe in, Sister Chesa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Things
that are invisible.
A believer looks to the unseen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mazua Noah, kwanga kusinga naye to this.
In the days of Noah, it would not rain like it rains in these days.
As aita oranye kuti kuchanai.
But he would preach, it's gonna rain.
Day one is shanae. Day two kushanae.
Day
three kushanae.
Day two,
year
three,
one kushanae. Year two.
It's gonna
year
rain.
10, year 30, 10, year 40.
30, 40 years.
I'm sure I can append the Roman Gambo. I'm
sure if there were some that were followed, they then tired and got tired and said, oh, this message. Of course, you get to a time where you tire.
Kana uri wakutevera unoneta.
If you are just a follower, you get tired. You then start to see certain things.
And you fall back. But Paul says, we are not of them.
That
go back. We are not the ones.
Not even once.
We are
the ones that go forward. Just going, moving forward. Just moving forward. This is what we believe. This is our caliber.
No mando edu.
No mando edu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm for a churum, Mr. Brother Simon. Hallelujah. That's our caliber.
Do mando edwi.
Them that move forward.
Ah, wanoendere ramberi.
Following a five-star general.
Chitera mukuru wehondo
anenyera zvishanu. Who knows defeat?
Uya singazive chinonzi kukundika.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You may lose a battle now and then. Yes, because you are fighting. But we haven't lost the war. It's already predetermined.
Yeah,
we are the winners in this race. So we've got nothing to worry about. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is why I love what Paul says in the book of Romans. All things work together for good.
Hallelujah.
To them that love the Lord. To them who are called. According to his purpose. Brother, sister, you don't come here to warm the benches. You have a God's purpose to serve. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He has God's purpose to serve.
Une donzo ramwarira unofana kushumira.
We are not called to be preachers.
Hatina kudana kunzi tike tiri vaparidzi.
Hatitese vaparidzi.
We are not all preachers.
Hatigone zvamunogona.
We cannot do what you can do.
Amen. Nokuti munhu wagoga ari design yake.
Everyone is designed in
his own way. When God calls you,
as the brother Abraham, munhu mwari kana vakakudana,
he equips you.
Vanokupa zvombo.
For the job.
Zvekuita basa racho.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mwari havaitisa diabolos. Diabolos akakupa basa. Haakupina maturu sacho. Unoshandisa nemaoko nemaoko. Ako.
Farawa
marengenya. Wapedza izvozvo. Obagurwa butsu.
He's not like the devil.
Wakorobo chemunhu. Hapana chakuda.
Who gives you a job to do and he doesn't give you the tools to use. And then after you are done, you are tired, and then you are miserable, then he kicks you out and nobody will love you. That's what the devil does, but
Hallelujah.
Our God is not like
our
that.
Our God remains God.
Mwari wedu vanoramba vari mwari.
Osaka Noah mazuva ake.
This is why Noah in his
day,
living in the days like we are living today, men not being faithful to their wives, just taking everyone.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I like what the scripture says.
But
Noah found grace
with
God.
Namwari.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
And we found grace. It doesn't mean you are a good person. You were a good person. Hallelujah!
Amen.
But we found grace. And only by grace. Are we going to make it through? Hallelujah.
Amen.
But Noah found grace.
Akawanirwanyasha.
One of these days we are going to tell the story. They are going to ask us, how did you live in that age? How did you overcome those things? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hey, that age, Remember, without us, they are not perfect. But one thing that I like about our God is he has already predestinated us.
Chandino dachi nuchimwe chete pana mwari wedu ndechekuti vakatofano titemera.
We are predestinated to go to heaven.
Takatemerwa kuenda kudenga.
I like that.
Do you know she dies?
Ah. Tikasaenda isusu nani ndiani?
If I don't go, then who?
Takatemerwa kuenda.
We are predestined to go up there.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are
the owners of the new Jerusalem.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Probably I'll be your neighbor in the new Jerusalem.
Max, yeah?
Brother Max.
Ndisuvacho.
Tisanacho.
Ndisuvacho.
We are the very people.
These things should excite us.
Those no fana kuti nakidza manje.
Zvekuti ukazvifunga izvozvoka kuti even chipi nechipi chikazouya hachoka hapana chinokuzungunutsa.
When you think about these things and then you say come what may, nothing is going to move me.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Noah akamira neshoko raMwari.
Noah stood by the word.
Achiziva kuti even kana pasina hapo mvura yachoka.
And he said, even if it doesn't rain, but when that time comes, God is going to bring that rain. Doesn't matter how long it takes. Whatever you're asking for, when the time comes, God will bring it down. You will not bring it in the way that you're thinking.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Remember, Israel, they wanted a deliverer. They wanted a great general that will drive away the Romans.
Israel, yaida mudzikinuri, yaida mukuru wehondo, anosundira kure varoma.
But God gave them a baby.
Asimwari akavaparusha.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He gave them a baby. But look,
because they were carnal,
they rejected him.
Vakamuramba.
He came to his own,
akauya kune
vake. His own they refused him.
Vake vakamuramba.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
No wonder Paul said,
ndokusaka Paul akati,
seeing you found yourself unworthy of this gospel, now we turn to the Gentiles.
Sezvo makazviverengera pane vanhu vasingakodzere, zvino takutendeukira kwa heden.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be his holy name.
Zarake dzvene ngari kudzwe.
My. Okay. What shall we say of Abraham?
Amen.
Amen. Who considered not even the weakness of his body.
I normally speak about faith.
Without faith, it is impossible to please God.
Pasina kutenda zvikodzere kufadza Mwari.
Chinhu chinonzi kutenda kungotora Mwari sezvavataura.
The thing called faith is just taking God at his word.
You don't reason when it comes to faith.
Haufunge zvakanyanyisa kana
mukutenda. Chako kumboti amen. Ndizvozvo.
You just believe and say amen. That's it.
Faith is just saying amen.
Kutenda kungoti ndizvo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mwari vakataura kuti Bible ndere white.
If God comes and says this Bible is white,
you already amen.
Just believe it and say amen.
White.
That's white.
Ndokutenda.
That is faith.
Then you start
calculating, am I seeing illusions or what?
That's
it. If God says it's white,
ndere white.
It's white then.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is not amen, Jehovah. Ndere white.
I will say amen, Jehovah. It's white.
And the devil would come and say, oh, Iwe.
The devil would then come and say, is that white?
They're black.
This is black.
Get away, urukunyepa. They're white.
I'll just say, move away, devil. You are lying. This is white.
Remember, the devil will never bring anything that is not there.
Satan amofi akakunzira chinhu chisipo.
Hallelujah. Anedze kutaura zvinhu nemazvo kutona zvakadai, 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 zvakadai.
You
but remember, as long as it is coming from the mouth of the devil, it is a lie.
Asirangarira kuti Satan pese paanovhura muromo wake inhema dzekuda kutobuda
ipo. The scripture says he is the father of lies.
Hanzi ndiye baba wemanyepo ndiye akatovabereka.
I don't care how true it sounds.
Handina basa nazvo kuti zvinoita sechokwadi sei.
But as long as it's coming from the devil, it is a lie.
Asikana zviri kungobva kuna Satan inhema.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Saka, we don't reason with the word of God.
Hatifunge pamusoro peshoko ramwari.
We just take what God says.
Kwete, tinofanira kungotora zvinotaurwa neshoko ramwari.
This is why Abraham believed God.
Saka Abraham akatenda Mwari.
The scripture says, and it was considered unto him for righteousness. And even Sarah herself, she judged him faithful, who had made the promise. This is why they could stand for a long period waiting. Because Abraham was persuaded.
You
know, the scripture says, he says, he was fully persuaded. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That he who had made the promise was able to fulfill it.
That's where we want to rest upon. God is still God. When he speaks whatever he speaks, it's perfect. It cannot be added to or taken out of.
Because he is infinite. Hallelujah. He is infinite. God cannot take back his words.
When
he speaks, it is right, and that is the best. Hallelujah. When God speaks, that is correct.
Izvozvo ndizvo.
And that cannot be changed.
hazvigone kushanurwa.
Zvitori right izvozvo.
Just perfect.
Whether you understand it,
kana ukazvinzwisisa,
or whether you don't understand it,
kana ukasazvinzwisisa,
all you need to do is just to believe it.
Zvaunofanira kungoita kungozvitenda.
God said it.
Mwari vazvitaura.
And when I hear it,
kana ndazvinzwa,
I believe it.
Ndinozvitenda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And that settles it.
Izvozvo ndozvinogadzirisa nyaya yacho.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, it's very easy. I found that it's very easy for people, you know, to listen to their doctors.
Kuti anyatso terera kunyatsonzwa kuti chiremba ari kuti kudii.
Anobuda muna ane prescription akadai.
You come with a long prescription like this.
Because you know, zvakadai zvakadai so zvirango zvacho
If the doctor says you need an operation, go and be
operated.
If he gives you some tablets to take, take them. But if you have the faith, that's where the issue is. If you have the faith, and it has been really revealed to you. If you can even easily say, well, the doctor has told me, but it's not even necessary.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'll just
go to Brother McQueen if he prays for me. That's it.
God respects faith.
Mwari vanoremekedza kutenda.
Hansizoti ama api aiparidza the other day kuti zvamwari zvakasiyana nezvedisu vanhu tongomhenda kuchikoro munofunda munodii. Rabranamu vasina kana chikoro chacho kutongo kutaura pasina kana michina kuti unekenza. Ana chiremba ari kushaya chiri kunetsa.
Brother Didier Kalambai vakatiudza kuti hanzi. Vana chiremba vanombotanga vanofunda vabva kuchikoro grade 1 odididi ozonoita dzimwe 7 years dzekuuniversity ozotanga ozonodzidziswa futi nevamwe vana chiremba ozoyokudza kuti ano mune tuberculosis asi Brother Branham vanga vari ngori neruoko wobva vatokuudza
pasina kana muchino wakakonekita vari kuku kuyori papa.
No machine that has been connected, him being there and you're standing there.
Ndiwo humambo watiri mahusi.
That is the kingdom that we are in.
A faith kingdom.
Kutenda. Umambo kutenda.
Hallelujah. Eish.
Iho.
Zenga shatosyan.
That's different now.
Nemeture disusuan.
By what we do as people.
Now civilization in India diaboros.
Budidido ino is of the devil.
You have to calculate. You
calculate and then you plan. I must do this and that. But the things of God, you just need to have faith. All the things that are visible on earth. Paul explains and he says those came from the invisible things. The things that we see today,
they are not as real.
This is a matter of course.
But zvinhu zvisina onekwe kwazvakabva ikoko ndokune reality yacho chayo chaiyo.
But the invisible things, where these things come from, is where there is reality.
And kwazvakabva ikoko zvakabva kushoko raMwari. God spoke and it was.
They came from the word of God. Mwari vakataura zvikavapo.
Let
me just read last calls and
just find close. Somewhere maybe to read and then we'll close.
All right.
I want to read this one from the great warrior David.
Davita.
Things should be paragraph 44.
Don't end out paragraph
44. I'm now not sure. But he says, every David sitting here tonight. He remember David. All of us, we know David. A man after God's own heart. And I believe you are also someone after God's own heart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You
must believe that you are upon the heart of God. Sometimes you don't really value what we are.
Yes. Ukaleso garabazwa zvakuti akomana zvatiri chazvo chazvo sezvinotaura Mwari.
You should sit down and then you really think that what we are exactly what God says we are.
David akanga chizira Mwari.
David knew God.
Why is that Mwari?
He really knew God.
He could not be moved by nothing.
Ai zungunuswa kana nechii zvacho.
Ndo saka musoro akasvika va Bauto yese Goriata angoshika chete vatize yese kumagalupina mbako anopinda mumwena anopinda kuno.
This is why all those soldiers, when Goliath would just appear, they would run away like cockroaches and hide in all places, in caves and holes and everything. But David was not looking at all that.
He was looking away to
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. He knew the God that he was serving. Hallelujah.
He was actually perplexed and said, What is happening here? Everyone is shaking at the, the mention of God.
My brigadier.
All
they're
the generals, the brigadiers, the generals, whatever. Didn't you hear that roar? Which roar?
You know, I'm sure he was speaking casually. Oh,
someone has ngachike. Good morning, friends. Not even fearing anything. Don't you never fear anything. This is the problem that Christians have. They are so much afraid. And they are afraid of the word, for the word. Don't you never fear for the word. David came there and they were all afraid and he says, oh, now what is this? No, see, there is this big man called Goliath. For sure he was there.
I'm
not saying it's easy. You have those big problems.
Hallelujah.
Right now.
I told you about my health situations. I told you about Jesus.
Pane urwere ukuru toripo.
I told you about my financial problems. I told you deep Jesus.
And some deep financial problems right here.
But in the Gutara Manirana's, don't be.
But I'm declaring tonight, usachke.
You are after God's own heart.
Iwewe uripa moyo wa Mwari.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God is still God.
Uye Mwari vachiri Mwari.
As my brother Branham, I like what he was saying. That's, just remember, God is still God.
Brother Branham was saying, Father, I'm going to tell you, ingorangarira Mwari vachiri Mwari.
And no matter how bad it seems like, how dark it gets, still believe Yeho absolute, which is the word.
Hanzi zvisine kuti zvaipa zvakadii kana kuti rima racho rakura zvakadini, iwe ingorangarira kuti richiri shoko raMwari.
And impossibles are made real when God is taken at his word.
Uye zvisingagoneke zvinoitwa zvemazviro kwazvo kana Mwari vatorwa pashoko ravo. That's what he wants.
Right, I'm reading from maybe get us paragraph 44, where it says, every David sitting here tonight.
Amen.
Verse 14. You are positionally in Christ.
Wakanyatso God's wamuna Christ. Every David. That's
yeah, in Tangira Pambiri. Yeah, you know where he was at. Hallelujah. Every David sitting here tonight, you are positionally in Christ.
Anzi, I ziva pangari. Hallelujah. Davita wese akagara pano manheru ano.
You are positionally in Christ.
Uri panzvimbo yako muna Kristu.
Because we have been called to heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Nokuti takadanwa munzvimbo dzemuchadenga muna Kristu Jesu.
Amen. God has confirmed it.
Mwari vakazvisimbisa.
Election, calling, anointing, blessing.
Sananguro, kudana, chizoro, nekugadzwa.
He elected you.
Sanangura.
He elected you, called you.
Akakusanangura, akakudana.
He elected you and called you. Then he anointed you with his Holy Spirit. And now he's placed you in the body of Christ. Each one of you is David's. Hallelujah! David, are you going to be Goliath?
You just stand there like David and say, where is the Goliath?
Hallelujah.
We are looking for David tonight.
Hallelujah. Oh. He says, where is the Goliath?
Goliath.
Who is the Goliath?
Goliath.
Brother Branham.
Brother Branham.
That cancer that's eating you up. That's right. That tumor that's hanging on you.
No. That
cataract on your eyes.
That
crippled arm. Everything looks as it. Oh, sorry. Everything looks at it and it says, it can't be done. The devil says, you might as well quit believing. That's Satan.
That's what the devil does.
I know we are at your weak point.
You come pane utera wako.
No, pane we have at that weak moment.
Pakanguwa ikako.
Hallelujah. That's where you need an absolute in your life.
No, pa uno dashaka kwana mupenyu wako.
You remember Brother Branham when he got his test?
No, sir, Brother Branham pavakawana kuyedzwa kwao.
Hallelujah. His wife was dead.
Zimai afa.
The father had died. The brother had died.
Baba wanga wafa, muningi nanga wafa.
Hallelujah. I'm sure there was somebody else who had died. Now his wife was dead. And here his child was dying before him. That was too much. And the devil comes.
Satan in the
oh. Oh, you. It's you. You say you believe. And you tell me that you say he loves you.
You
really sure that
he loves you?
He has taken your father, he has taken your brother. And since I said to tell Sangazipo,
Atora Babako, Atora Zimai, you see, all that he spoke of was there. Right now you are just praying and they just threw back your prayer unto you.
As in the Brother Branham.
Brother Branham says,
sometimes
we are so depressed.
You are between a rock and a hard place. And the Brother Branham, pandanda ukuti akana chakadaro usasvike ipapo.
When he almost said, well, if it's like that.
But there's something from inside of me. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! There must be an anchor that will hold the ship when the waves are tossing and the billows are rising. The anchor must hold to the solid rock. That absolute.
Chakakwana.
You needed it at that time. I tell you, you can never be moved. Hallelujah. Something from inside, away inside of the inside. It is spoken, said, God gave, and the Lord takes away. Blessed be His holy name. Hallelujah.
Amen. All the sisters are just kicking me away. Well, I'm just going out there to the job sites.
You have problems down the line.
Shamari. Under no circumstances. Uno nyura sezvare wane ha.
Skepi chawo chinonyura nokuti hachina anchor.
That ship will sink because you have no anchor.
Where is the Goliath?
Goliath wacho ari ku.
That tumor that's hanging on you, the cataracts on the eyes, the crippled arm. Everything looks at it and says it can't be done.
Bundu riri pauri. Kenza iri pauri ne tsanga iri muzisa hanzi chinhu zvose zvinonyatsotarisa pazviri zvacho izvazvigoneke.
And the devil says you might as well quit.
Satan obvati iwe usatende.
Quit believing.
Satende.
And even the devil can tell you don't believe.
Satan anotokudza kuti iwe hautende.
You think you've got faith.
Unofunga kuti unekutenda iwe.
Let me encourage you tonight.
Regane
kukurudzira. I don't care how bad it is. Even the Lord Jesus Christ said as long as even your faith is as little as a mustard seed.
Hanzina Jesu Kristu akatotaura kuti kunyangwe kutenda kwako kuri kudiki diki setsanga yemustard.
Hallelujah. That's good enough.
Iyoyo yakatokwana.
For your situation.
Pa chinano chako.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tell the devil I believe.
Umudze Satani kumeso kuti iwe ndinotenda.
And the brother Branham, never let your testimony be negative.
Hanzi kupupura kwako kusara kwakatsveyama.
Tell the devil I believe.
Udza Satani kuti ndinotenda.
Whatever it is, I believe.
Chero chizvacho ndinotenda.
Mwana ari kurwara, I believe.
The child is sick, ndinotenda.
Mudzimai ari mu ICU, I believe.
The wife is in the ICU, ndinotenda.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just believe.
Ngozvitenda.
Amen. Nokuti zvedu isusu venhamo, isusu tenda takatosikirwa nhamo inhai. Uchagara nayo.
We poor people, I think poverty was meant for us.
As my brother Nigrigin, our good friend from Lusaka, Jonathan Mwembe.
Brother Jonathan Mwembe.
Anzi, you must have a millionaire mentality. Neste pia chungaiti a millionaire foot. Hasna basa kudu mwongwa muna maru.
Anzi, kufungwa zako zofana kuita za millionaire. Even your step must also be like that of a millionaire.
Don't feel pity
for yourself to say, well, I'm not educated.
Kwete!
No.
Remember, my brother, God is still God.
Mwari vachiri mwari.
God bless you.
Mwari vakuropa fadzi.
Tisunge hedu.
Shall we stand
Jesus is my Savior.